for observing loud and clear. Couldn't really pull house course control to end over.
Private security guards are everywhere in Port Moresby because of the city's reputation for crime. Now, the governor of PNG's National Capital District wants to give some of them the powers to search vehicles and people. Powers Pakup says there aren't enough police to protect the growing city.
That we are going to get the private security to help us foot patrol. They're going to walk up and down the street, which is something the police should be doing, but they don't have the capacity, and I can't wait. The residents of the city can't wait. The country can't wait. We have to do it now.
Governor Pakup is yet to put the plan to police.
In terms of stop and search, that's something we have to work out with the police. So we might get policemen and women to be with the security guards, because the security guards might not, don't have powers to stop and search.
But PNG's constitution restricts who can search and detain people. Governor Pakup says one way around that would be to make security guards special constables.
Get the police to appoint them as special constable, so they can especially dealing with searching of cars or searching of a person, especially young men. We've got to stop and search them. Some are carrying weapons around. The police have the right to, you know, stop and search. If they appointed special police, then they have to be given a different uniform. Not the security uniform, not the police uniform.
Port Moresby businesses are supportive of any moves to improve public safety. The president of the city's Chamber of Commerce, Rio Fioco, likes the idea.
The Port Moresby Chamber of Commerce welcomes any initiatives to improve law and order and the safety of the citizens in this city. Any such positive initiatives are welcomed by the Chamber.
But Mr. Fioco says the guards would need training.
Private security guards do not have the powers that police do have to do search, seizure and arrest. So that would be a legal issue, that any such use of private security guards, they would need to be sworn in as special constables. But I would also think that they would also need plenty of training. The trend these days in the world is for police officers to be better trained and equipped. Most security guards generally have a lower level of education. They might be grade 6 or grade 8 and probably don't have the necessary skills and experience to do sort of police work.
PNG police say they are yet to see the proposal and wouldn't comment on it until they meet the governor. If the plan happens, private security firms in Port Moresby will make handsome profits from the commission.